Alien Storm, written by A.G. Taylor and read by Stephen Perring. Chapter 1. The nightmare had visited Sarah Williams every night for a week. In her dream, she was trapped in a burning plane, desperately trying to fight her way through people towards the exit, except the exit was a swirling mass of desert sand that jumped out to engulf her. It was when the red dust filled her mouth and nose, suffocating her, that she awoke, sitting bolt upright in bed and staring into the darkness. The dreams she shared with Robert, her brother, were growing in intensity. Breathing deeply, Sarah brought herself back to reality. She knew she would have little sleep for the rest of the night. Sarah eased herself from under the duvet, slipped on a dressing gown, and walked barefoot across the cool tiles of the bedroom. She brushed her long, dark hair back with her hands and fixed it with a tie from a pocket as she headed for the door. Sarah Williams was 15 years old, but she had more to worry about than taking GCSEs or making friends. During the last 6 months, she had become the leader of a group of kids on the run. If someone had told her a year before where she would be, Sarah would have laughed in their face. How quickly things change. In the corridor outside, Sarah paused at the doorway of the boys' room. Nesta, Octavio and Wei were sleeping soundly, but Robert was not there. Looking round, she saw the outline of his head silhouetted against the balcony window in the lounge. Although the late summer day had been unusually hot, a cool change had come to Melbourne that evening, and now the night air had a real chill to it. As Sarah stepped out onto the balcony, the sound of a baby crying in the tower block opposite carried across the deserted car park. Robert looked round briefly and then back to the glittering view.